Here you go. This is called the West Virginia Ring.
Crazy sound thing. And my button keeps getting stuck. Stuck button, man. Anyone got some grease? Some LR bags of grease?
You know what? I'm gonna go solo.
Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna do a couple solo now. Thank you, Andrew. Andy, give him a round of applause. They're gonna be back up here shortly. Song that I wrote here. I don't know if you guys have heroes, but I've got a couple, maybe a few more too, probably. But my two main heroes in my life are Willie Nelson and my grandma. And give it up for Willie Nelson and my grandma. This song here is one I wrote for my grandma. Too bad. Okay. So, I wrote this song for my grandma. We had just done a little, like, park country road trip. She lives in New York, and I live in Cincinnati, and so she'll come and stay in Cincinnati for a few months at a time. And I'll fly out to New York, and I'll drive her to Cincinnati. And then when she wants to go back, I'll drive her to New York, fly back home. She's 93 years old. She is the toughest, strongest person I've ever met in my life. It's crazy. My grandma lived in Russia for 50 years. She lived here for 43. She planned and plotted for 7 years for her and my dad and my uncle to come to the States and escape the situation that they were in. It took her 7 years to put that all together, and and she had to separate from her husband and all these things just so that way, you know, my dad and uncle could have a better life. And so along the way, I could also do the things that I would want to do and love to do in my life. So I know that I'm grateful to her every day for everything that I get to do. And my grandma's crazy in the best of ways, and she's super smart, but I don't think that anything can kill her. Because my grandma's been stabbed. She had to cut off her own finger in Russia because she didn't have proper health care. She got hit by an ambulance a few years ago and, like, was not worried about it at all. She was worried about the groceries that she dropped when it happened. And even more recently, she fell and broke her wrist and gashed her head up and then told me about it on the phone, like, mid-laughter. And I was like, are you on, like, some kind of, like, medicine or something? You know? And she was like, I'm not taking that. She's just laughing about it. She's a really special person. And when I really needed a parent and I was a young troublemaker, she was the best parent I could have. So this is a song for her. It's called Thank You.